All right, we're going to try to give Tony Banks a call. I believe we have a phone number for him. This is for his apartment that he's staying in temporarily here in town. So let's hope we're not waking him up. Calling Tony Banks.
Speak!
Yeah, is Tony Banks there?
As is he!
Oh, Tony, hey, it's Dunham and Miller from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket in the Metroplex. We just wanted to welcome you to town.
Yeah, what's up?
Not much. How you doing?
How y'all doing? Good to be with y'all.
Well, congratulations. It sounds like you're the next Cowboy quarterback.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it? I'm so excited. Woo, woo, woo. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all going to make me lose my mind up in here, up in here.
Why are we going to make you lose your mind?
Oh, man. Can you believe it? I'm going to be a Cowboy. Mm. Yeah. Woo.
Yeah, there is something to having that star on the helmet, I guess.
Look at me, Mama. I'm Roger Starbuck and Mac Tyson rolled into one. Yeah.
Are you going to wear 12?
I don't know. I think I'll wear number one.
Why is that?
Can't tell you.
Okay.
All right. Because I'm the number one man in Dallas now. Well, get used to it. Troy Aikens is gone.
It was Aikman.
Yeah. I love being quarterback. When the center hands you that football between his legs, you try to get that rock to your posse. Woo! I'm going to play QB. Better back that ass up. I'm going to play QB. Better back that ass up.
Well, how do you get along with Jerry Jones?
We get along great, you know, man. Jerry, you know, he's my man. Mr. Jones, he's the man, you know, gives me the paycheck. That's what counts. Tell you what, go to Valley Ranch, get that paycheck, get issued my shoulder pads and my teeth guard. Woo! I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky.
You know, I've always heard that you're a very quiet guy. This doesn't sound like the Tony Banks that I've heard
about.
Yeah,
that's before the Cowboy QB, though. That's America's team, you know, and I'm number one there. Can you believe I'm going to give that ball to Emmett? Woo! Who let the dogs out? Yeah. Say what? When I throw an interception, that'll be rare. I'm going to look over at my coach and say, did I do that?
Kind of an Urkel-like thing going there.
You think that'll appease him?
Who knows? Who cares? I'm Tony B. I'm here to stay. I'm the new Cowboy quarterback. Get used to it, all you Troy Aikens fans. Out with the cracker, in with the color. Okay, that's right. Got a little color in the lineup now. Chocolate.
Well, the Cowboys have had... you know, black quarterbacks before. In fact, last year they had two guys who played, Anthony Wright and Randall Cunningham.
Yeah, but nobody like Tony B. I'm the main dude now. I know, you know, we know. I like it when you break it down with your knees and your elbow all the way to the floor. Woo! Good morning to you. Woo!
Okay, clearly not Tony Banks.
Yeah. Calling Quincy Carter, the Cowboys quarterback. Yeah, is Quincy Carter there?
In the house. Who this?
Hey, it's the Dunham and Miller Show on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Oh, man, why are you guys blowing me up, man? You just going to rag on me or something?
No,
we're not doing that.
How'd you get his number?
Fernando chased it down.
You probably want to talk about my game last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Yeah. You know, the problem was I forgot to practice before this game.
You what?
I forgot to practice before this game.
What do you mean you forgot to practice?
Well, I just forgot. I forgot we had a game coming up. So that's why I play so bad. But I'll be ready next time.
Well, are you, is your confidence shot, or how do you feel after yesterday?
Nah, the confidence ain't shot. I just need to work on my throwing a little bit. That's all.
Yeah, you
do
need.
My throwing game is kind of like that old toy, Weebles, except my passes wobble, then I fall down.
Yeah, they,
You see some of those things.
They weren't really on the mark yesterday.
No, I'll tell you what, next year I'm going to enter the mallet toss because I can really throw them ducks.
Yes, you can.
What did Please, Mr. Jones, let me run the option every play.
You got to run it once yesterday. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, sure did. That was pretty fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hey there, Quincy. Hold on a second. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you please pass the salt and pepper?
Here it is. Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Shawana. I'll buy you some new crystal. All right.
Oh, you missed, huh?
Yeah, I did. Oh, damn.
That's too bad.
It's another interception.
Yeah, another interception. What's up?
Well, not much. Now, are you physically okay, or are you beaten up after yesterday?
No, I'm doing fine. son, you know, my voice is a little hoarse from yelling out Blue 88 and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think I'm doing all right.
Okay.
You know, you got to quit fumbling snaps, too. That was a big play yesterday.
Yeah, can you believe that? Butterfingers. You know, the other problem I had was that I was picking up Jerry's radio headset with all the metal in my mouth.
Oh, you? That's right. You have braces, don't you?
Yeah, sure do. Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
I'm like 23 and have braces.
That's kind of wild.
Yeah, I got more braces than FDR's legs.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah. That's an old reference.
Quincy. Yeah.
Quincy.
Yeah.
Hey, can you please pass the butter?
All right. Oh, no. Oh, no. Sorry, Shawana. I'll buy you some new bobblehead dolls.
Oh, that was heavy butter.
Man, I tell you, Bob Dole's got a better arm than I do.
Oh, come on.
No way.
Yeah, the way I throw, I might as well try out to be the drummer for Def Leppard. Hey, listen, boys, I got to go. I got to get some metal taken out of my mouth, because after last night's game, I don't want to cut up Jerry's ass when I'm kissing it. I throw with a baby arm.
What?
What? All right.
Baby arm panic. All right.
I think that was a fake Quincy Carter. Now that I think about it.
Yeah. The more you think about it, the more you think it's double, maybe even triple fake.
It's right. Dave Campo. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Craig. Good morning, George.
And also with us.
Morning.
The first time that we've had him up here in studio, it's the no-show Cowboys linebacker, Darren Hambrick. Good morning, Darren.
What up?
How are you?
I'm fine.
Well, we brought the two of you here together because, Coach, we've seen in the press briefings the last few days, you're very irritated with Darren not being at camp, and you're irritated with having to answer all these questions.
Right.
And Darren, no one can figure out why you're not out there, why you won't play through your contract. So we thought we'd get you two in the same room. Okay, now look, you guys aren't – you're back-to-back. You're not looking at each other.
I didn't know he was going to be here.
Mix in a tackle behind the line of scrimmage. Why don't you?
Hey, listen, I led the team in tackles. I'm the only thing you got on defense. Your defense is going to suck this year. It's going to suck this year. It's
going
to suck. Come on. Stop.
And you get up and do the fi-sai. That's not what we're looking for.
Hey, I celebrate everything. Yesterday, I made a ham sandwich. I celebrated. Did a victory dance right there. That's the way I do it. I made a D-ham sandwich.
All right. Yeah, that's great, making a ham sandwich.
All right, trying to make the peace here.
How could your mama even look at your face?
Please,
want to go there?
You want to talk about my mama?
You want to do the dozens?
Your mama's so fat she had to go to SeaWorld to get baptized.
That's good. All right, well, your mama's so fat that obviously I had to roll over twice to get off of her.
Hey, okay. What's that? Your mama's so fat that when she went swimming in the ocean, all the whales started singing, "We are family."
Oh, that's pretty good.
My sister and me.
Speaking of mamas, though, yours is so fat when she lay on the beach, people came running saying, "Hey, Free Willy!" Obviously, okay. Free Willy.
Your mama's so stupid she could trip over a cordless phone, fool.
Both of you stop
Did you know that Darren Hambrick's mama is so fat she broke a leg, which was very sad, but gravy poured out.
Okay.
Your mama's so stupid she took the Pepsi challenge, chose Jeff.
You want to talk?
Your mama's so ugly that put her face in the dough to make Gorilla cookies.
No, I'm glad he brought this up, Craig. Because his mama's so stupid it took her 2 hours to watch 60 Minutes.
Hey, I ain't gonna let you talk about my mama.
All right, you two, stop it.
Your mama.
Break him up. Let's get a bouncer in here.
I need a better.
Why can't you two guys just get along? Now, where's my money?
Oh, happy day!